This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi today. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The inauguration of newly constructed flats will mark the completion of the second successful in-situ slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment equipped with proper amenities and facilities. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in the Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura, Najafgarh. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Yogesh Singh said the Prime Minister will lay the foundation of an academic block in the eastern campus at Surajmal Vihar in East Delhi and an academic block in the western campus at Dwarka. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday announced projects worth 12,500 crore rupees to improve Delhi's transport system and reduce congestion as well as pollution in the city. He also announced a fund of 1,200 crore rupees from the Central Road and Infrastructure Fund for Delhi. Under the project, direct connectivity to Delhi-Katra Expressway will provide direct connectivity to vehicles coming from Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab to the Indira Gandhi International Airport and Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Vehicles coming from Dehradun will get alternative connectivity to the Indira Gandhi International Airport through Dwarka Expressway, reducing the travel time from 1.5 hours to 45 minutes. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Railways and Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav is visiting Guwahati today to flag off, dedicate and inaugurate several projects. Governor L.P. Acharya, Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma, along with other dignitaries will accompany the Union Minister. Ministry of External Affairs has announced that yesterday 95 Indian fishermen were handed over by Bangladesh authorities to the Bangladesh Coast Guard, who will then transfer them to the Indian Coast Guard on upcoming Sunday. On the same day, 90 Bangladeshi fishermen will also be released as part of a mutual exchange and repatriation operation between the two countries. The mutual exchange of fishermen and their vessels, which will be concluded at sea, has been worked out, keeping in mind the primarily humanitarian and livelihood concerns of fishing communities on both sides. BJP has appointed election officers for the election of the state presidents and national council members of the party. The list includes the names of union ministers and senior party leaders. Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav has been appointed as election officer for Gujarat, while Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been given the responsibility of Karnataka. Besides, Union Minister Piyush Goyal has been appointed as election officer for Uttar Pradesh, Union Minister Manohar Lal has been tasked with Bihar, while Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will oversee election in Madhya Pradesh, and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has been given the responsibility of Sikkim. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day conditions in parts of Bihar today. IMD said that northeastern regions, Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours during the next 2 days. The weather office also predicted a gradual rise in the minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 5 days. IMD said that there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures likely over central and east India in the coming 3 days. In Hockey India League, UP Rudras defeated Surma Hockey Club 3-0 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening, moving to the top of the table. Sudeep Chirmako opened the scoring with a reverse flick, followed by Jobanpreet Singh, who doubled the lead in the third quarter. Akashdeep Singh sealed the victory with a goal in the final quarter, securing UP Rudras' second win in the league. Jobanpreet Singh was named Player of the Match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.